姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
很高兴我们今天又能够在一起，在神的家中，我们一起来敬拜神。
I'm so happy that we can be together to be in God's house to worship Him.
我们来读一下今天的经文，是在哥林多前书第六章第十九到二十节。
I'd like to read this morning's passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20.
哥林多前书六章十九到二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 19 to 20。
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来的，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
让我们一同来到神面前祷告。
Let's come before God in a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你赐予我们你的话语。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
主，因为你的话语是真理。
Because your word is truth.
你的话语赐我们生命。
And your word gives us life.
你的话语让我们来认识你。
And your word allows us to know you.
你的话语浇灌我们的生命。
And your word nourishes us.
主，今天早晨我们来到你的面前，我们献上我们的敬拜。
This morning we come before you and we offer up our worship.
求主你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
愿我们在灵里从你那边有所得着。
That in the Spirit we can receive from you.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be praised.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 今天要跟弟兄姐妹们交通一个很重要的一个主题。
And this morning I'd like to share with you a very important topic.
它不只是重要而已。
It's not only that it's important.
它事实上是跟每一个属于神的儿女都有切身关系的。
And there's a relation to every one of us that are Christians.
你如果看今天的讲题的话，你会看见他说是圣灵的内住。
And you'll see that the topic of this message is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做圣灵的内住？
What does it mean when we say the indwelling of the Holy Spirit?
简单的来说，就是神将圣灵赐予我们，住在我们当中。
So simply, it is God giving us the Holy Spirit to live in us.
或说神将圣灵赐给我们属于神的儿女。
Or God giving the Holy Spirit to His children.
有的时候我们讲到圣灵的时候，
Well, oftentimes when we talk about the Holy Spirit,
我们会听到一些词。
We'll hear a few terms
来描述圣灵
that describes the Holy Spirit.
我们说圣灵的内住。
And we say the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
讲到圣灵的充满。
We talk about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
会讲到顺着圣灵而行。
Or we talk about walking with the Spirit.
这三方面事实上不是同一件事情。
And all three things are actually very distinct from one another.
但是它是很有关联的。
But they all have relations to one another.
圣灵内住在信徒的生命里面。
The Holy Spirit living in the living within a Christian.
这个跟圣灵充满不一样。
That is very different from being filled with the Spirit.
这个跟顺着圣灵而行也不一样。
And it's also different from walking with the Spirit.
可是当一个信徒没有圣灵的内住的时候，
But when a spirit does not indwell in a person,
那这个人就没有办法被圣灵充满。
Then that person is not able to be filled by the Spirit.
这个人也没有办法顺着圣灵而行。
And this person cannot walk with the Spirit.
所以呢，我们在去年的时候呢，刘长老和我们在讲信仰基础系列的时候，我们有跟各位介绍圣灵。
So last year, as Pastor Alex and I were sharing on the topic of the foundations of our faith, we introduced the Holy Spirit.
我们讲到圣灵是我们三位一体神里面的第三位。
We talked about the Holy Spirit is one of the persons in the Trinity.
我们讲到圣灵是神。
And we said the Holy Spirit is God.
我们讲到圣灵的事工。
We talked about the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们稍微提到圣灵的重要性。
And we talked about the importance of the Holy Spirit.
可是我们没有机会好好深入的把圣灵跟每一个信徒、属神儿女的生命上面的连结能够讲的非常的详细。
But we didn't have the opportunity to go in detail the relationship between the Holy Spirit and the believer.
所以我们希望能够借用接下来的几个主日，我们能够将这个跟我们都有非常切身关系的这个主题，我们能够在神的面前，我们一起来学习。
So I hope the next following weeks we can touch up and in detail on this topic that's so important in our life. As
所以我们今天要来看圣灵的内住。
So today we will be talking about the indwelling of the Spirit.
我讲到了，这不只是一个很重要的一个信息。
I said it's not just an important message.
这跟我们每一个信徒都是有切身关系的。
But it's very important to us as believers.
但是呢，同样也是一个很美妙的一个信息。
And also, it is a very wonderful message.
是一个很奇异的一个信息。
And it is a very unique, or
sure,
unique message.
因为我们当我们讲说圣灵的内住的时候，这是一个事实。
Because when we talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that is the truth.
是讲到神的灵，圣灵既然是能够居住在我里面。
It is talking about the Holy Spirit actually living inside me.
这应该是每一个信徒都拥有的事实，并且是他们所有的经历。
And that is the truth and the experience of every believer.That the Holy Spirit indwells within the believer.
你知道在旧约时代
Did you know that in the Old Testament,
圣灵也会进入到一个人的生命里面
The Holy Spirit also will enter into someone's life.
可是当圣灵进入到一个人的生命里面的时候，之后神照样会将他的灵提走。
So in the Old Testament, even though the Holy Spirit will enter into someone's life, God can also take the Holy Spirit away.
我们可以想到士师记里面提到的参孙。
We can remember in the Old Testament, Samson.
参孙是一个士师。
Samson was a judge.
当神的灵降到他的身上的时候
，When the Holy Spirit enters into Samson,
他就是一个有巨大无比力量的一个勇士。
And he becomes a very strong and mighty warrior.
他一个人可以毁灭掉一整支敌人的军队。
Him single-handedly can defeat a whole army.
可是当神的灵从他的生命当中被神拿走的时候，收回的时候，他就什么事都不能做。
But when God takes away the Holy Spirit away from his life, then he is not capable of doing anything.
那是因为他犯罪顶撞了神。
And that is because he committed sin and rebelled against God.
当他悔改了，又在神的面前重新去信靠他的时候。
But when he repented and turned back towards God,
他的这个神力就回来了。
Then God's power returned to him.
他可以推倒一整栋房子，把他的仇敌能够杀死。
And he can destroy and push destroy the pillar of a whole temple.
同样，我们在诗篇五十一章里面看到大卫的诗。
We also see in Psalm 51, a psalm written by David.
他那个时候，他跟别示巴犯了奸淫，然后又把别示巴的先生杀死了。
Now Psalm talks about how he committed adultery with Beersheba and murdered her husband.
神借着先知拿单来控告他的罪。
And God used the prophet Nathan to convict him of his sin.
他在神的面前悔改。
And he repents before the Lord.
他知道他不但是顶撞了，犯了像这两位。犯了罪，他事实上是向神犯了罪。
He knows that he not only committed the sin against Beersheba and her husband, but ultimately he sinned against God.
他将他在神面前的忏悔用诗篇五十一篇写出来。
So his repentance before the Lord, he wrote it into a Psalm 51.
他在神的面前祈求，他说：“神啊，求你不要将你的圣灵从我的心中收回。”
And he pleads with God that to not take away the Holy Spirit from him.
可是你知道，当主耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候
，But did you know when Jesus came onto this earth，
主耶稣基督对门徒们所应许的是圣灵的同在，并且是永远的同在。
And Jesus, he promised his disciples that the Holy Spirit will be with the disciples forever.
我们来看约翰福音第十四章十六到十七节。
Let's take a look at John. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17.
主耶稣基督告诉门徒们说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，这就是真理的圣灵。乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Jesus tells his disciples, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you."
主耶稣基督对他的门徒并新约的圣这个信徒们所给予的应许是圣灵将会与你们同在。
So Jesus tells his disciples of this promise that the Holy Spirit will be with them forever.
并且是永远的同在。
It's to be with them forever.
我们今天一开始在哥林多前书六章十九二十节里面也是读到保罗对信徒们的提醒。
And what we've read earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it's also Paul reminding the believers in Corinth.
你们难道不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Did you not know that your body is a holy temple?
这个圣灵是从神来的，是住在你们里头的。
That this Holy Spirit will descend and will live within you.
这就表示因为主耶稣基督应许圣灵给信徒们。
This is because Jesus promised the disciples that the Holy Spirit will come.
所以今天基督徒是有神的圣灵。
That's why today all Christians have this Holy Spirit.
可是在哥林多前书里面第六章我们看见的是信徒们会忘记这件事情。
But we see in 1 Corinthians sometimes the believers will forget this fact.
明明是有圣灵的内住，可是我们却不明白或不记得。
Because it is indeed the Holy Spirit that lives in you, but sometimes we will forget that fact.
所以保罗才会说，难道你们不知道你们身子是圣灵的殿吗？
That's why Paul here reminds them, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
你不记得神的灵是住在你们里面吗？
Do you not remember that the Holy Spirit dwells within you?
你知道在旧约的时代
You know, in the Old Testament,
神向以色列人显现。
God reveals himself to the Israelites.
神是用什么样的形式居住在以色列人当中？
How did God live among the Israelites?
神要以色列人为他建造一座什么圣殿。
God tells the Israelites to build a temple.
这个圣殿里面摆着神的约柜。
And this temple, inside the temple, includes the ark.
在这个约柜里面放的是神赐借着摩西赐给他们的什么十诫的石板。
And inside the ark are the tablets where the Ten Commandments were engraved.
然后的神的荣耀是在这个圣殿里面的至圣所。
And the glory of God resides in the holy of holies inside the temple.
神的殿对以色列人来说是神的同在。
The temple is a way where the God can be with the Israelites.
同时神也是实质的，他的荣光是在这个至圣所里面与以色列人居住的。
And the glory of God dwells with the Israelites in the Holy of Holies.
可是神的灵并没有住在当时的以色列人的生命里面。
But God's Spirit did not indwell in the hearts and the life of the Israelites.
在以西结书第三十六章二十七节那边，我们看见神给以色列人一个应许。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, we see a promise given by God.
耶和华神对以色列人说：“我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们能够遵从我的律例，能够谨守遵行我的典章。”
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
以色列人是神的子民。
The Israelites are God's people.
他们是神所拣选的，被神所爱的。
They are chosen by God and loved by God.
可是我们知道他们却顶撞神，他们迷恋世俗的生活，放纵自己的情欲。
But we know that they rebelled against God, did according to what pleased their flesh.
他们不遵这位爱神拯救他们的神，他们不愿意去遵从他，去信奉他。
They were not willing to follow and worship the God that loves them.
所以呢，在神的面前犯了极重的罪。
So before God, they committed sin.
所以他们的国家被灭亡了。
So that is why their nation was destroyed.
他们的圣殿被拆毁了。
And their temple was destroyed.
可是耶和华神对他们却是慈爱的。
But God was still loving towards them.
所以神对这群以色列人给他们一个应许，说到有一日。
But God gives them a promise that there will be one day.
我的拯救还是会临到你们。
My salvation will come upon you.
到了那一日，我会将我的灵放在你们的里面。
And on that day, I will put my spirit within you.
因为我的灵在你的里面，所以你们才会回转到我的面前。
And because the spirit is within you, that will cause you to walk in my statutes and
你们将会有一颗新的心。
You'll have a new heart.
这颗心是肉心。
And that heart is of flesh.
是能够爱我的心。
And it's a heart that will love me.
然后你才能够明白我的心意，你才能够遵守我的律例，你才能够谨守我的典章。
Then you will understand my heart and will obey my commands.
这是神对以色列人的应许。
That is a promise by God given to the Israelites.
可是今天主耶稣基督对他们的门徒说，我会将我的灵赐给你们。
But today Jesus tells his disciples that I will give you my spirit and he will dwell with you.
主耶稣基督说，我会向父求，然后这位保惠师，这位真理的灵，我会求神赐给你们，让他与你们同在，并且是永远的同在。
He tells his disciples this promise, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. That is forever.
这是何等大的一个恩典。
That is such a such grace.
我们如今不是像以色列人一样，要努力的去照着神的话去遵守律法，然后希望能够讨神的喜悦，所以神才会将他的灵赐给我们。
We are not like the Israelites in the Old Testament, working so hard to follow every command to please God so that God will give them His Spirit.
谁不愿意有神的同在啊?
Who would not want God's presence in
their life? 神不愿意有神的能力在我们的生命当中能够支持我们向前行呢?
Who would not want God to be with them so that we can move forward in our life?
有谁不愿意因为神与我们同在，所以我们是永远受到神的保护和祝福呢？
Who wouldn't want the Holy Spirit to dwell with us so that we can forever be protected by God?
可是今天我们不需要战战兢兢的去过律法的生活，讨神的喜悦，所以我们才能有神的灵。
But today we don't need to live in fear and live our life according to the law so that we can receive the Holy Spirit.
今天神在他的恩典当中已经说，你只要信靠主耶稣基督，你就必得救。
But today we have the promise that as long as we receive Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior, we will receive the Spirit.
而你得救的时候，你就拥有圣灵。
And we'll have salvation. And once we receive salvation, we will have the Holy Spirit.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章第三十八节。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
当人听到彼得传福音、传耶稣之后
，After the multitude heard Peter share the message about Christ，
彼得告诉他们，他们对神的顶撞，他们在神面前所有的罪。
Peter tells them of the sin that they have committed before God.
彼得告诉他们主耶稣基督在世上所做的一切，并且他为罪人而受死，并且第三日从死里复活。
And he tells of what Jesus has done on the cross to save people from their sin, and on the third day, resurrected from the dead.
他告诉众人，这位主耶稣基督就是神的拯救。
And he tells them that Jesus is their salvation.
如果你要回转到神的面前，再次的与神的生命联合，你要再次被神祝福的话，你要来认这位主耶稣基督。
If you want to return to God and receive all the blessing that comes from God, you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
所以这群人一听到，他们就说：“那我们该如何做呢？”
Then after these people heard this message, they asked, "Well, what must be done?"
所以彼得在《使徒行传》二章三十八节他说：“你们个人要怎么样悔改？”
And what was Peter's response? Peter said to them, "You need to repent."
然后呢？要奉耶稣基督的名受洗
and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ,
叫你们的罪能够得赦
for the forgiveness of your sins.
然后呢，就必领受所赐的圣灵
and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters,
当我们信主的时候，
Once we put our trust, faith in Christ,
当我们听见了福音
once we've heard the gospel,
当我们认识了主耶稣基督的爱
once we come to know the love of our Lord Jesus,
当我们看清了我们自己的罪，然后在神的面前悔改
once we've acknowledged and admit that we're sinners and we repent, confess and repent before God,
通常人会问我们，你是不是接受这个福音啊？
Sometimes we ask, do you receive the gospel?
我们说是
We say yes.
说你愿不愿意认耶稣为主啊？我们说是。
When we ask them, do you confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior? And they said yes.
说你是不是信主了？
You asked, did you believe on the Lord Jesus?
说是。
Said yes.
然后我们就说，那你有没有圣灵啊？
Then we asked, well, do you have the Holy Spirit?
不知道。
Don't know. I'm not sure.
没人跟我讲过。
Nobody has told me about this.
可是你知道，当我们认识了主耶稣基督，当他拯救我们的那时刻，我们就得到了主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
But did you know that the moment that you have put your faith in Christ and you receive salvation, you receive the Holy Spirit?
事实上，圣经告诉我们
，In fact, the Bible tells us,
当我们是带罪之身的时候
，When we are still with sin.
当我们不认识神的时候
When we don't know God yet,
我们是没有办法来到神的面前的
It is impossible for us to approach God.
为什么当我们听见福音听见主耶稣基督的爱的时候突然之间我们的心里面就有这样一个火热的反应
And why is it that when we come to hear about the gospel and Jesus, we have this type of reaction?
当神的话控告我说我有罪的时候
When God's word convicts me of my sin,
为什么我会为我的罪流泪?
Why would I shed tears for my sin?
为什么我会觉得我愧对神?
Why would I feel that I've offended God?
为什么我会觉得我是污秽肮脏的?
Why would I feel that I am filthy and dirty?
然后我没有办法跟这位圣洁光荣的神能够在一起。
That I cannot approach this glorious and holy God.
就是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵改变我们的心。
Because the Holy Spirit converts and transforms our heart.
圣灵已经在我们的心中动工了。
The Holy Spirit has already been working in our hearts.
所以我们对神的话、对福音会有一个感受。
That is why we have a response towards response towards the message.
但是圣灵不但在我们的心中，当我们还不认识他的时候开始做工，神的应许是，当我们接受了他的时候，圣灵住到我们的心中。
So, the Holy Spirit is already at work within our hearts, but once we've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit comes to live within us.
你知道今天还有人在寻找圣灵?
Do you know today people are still seeking after the Holy Spirit?
在教会里面还有许多的基督徒他们要找圣灵。
And today there's many believers in the church, they're still seeking for the Holy Spirit.
他说我信是信了,可是我还是要去找圣灵。
Even though I believed, I still need to search for the Holy Spirit.
但是信主成为神的儿女跟有圣灵是分不开的。
But you cannot separate the fact that you are a believer and having the Holy Spirit.
是因为神的灵在我们这个必死的身体当中做了工，所以我们今天才在主里面有生命。
It is because the work of the Holy Spirit of our once dead body that now caused us to create a new life in us.
罗马书八章十一节说，然而叫耶稣从死里复活的灵若住在你们心中，叫那耶稣基督从死里复活，那也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。或者翻译说，因为住在你们心里的圣灵能够赐生命给你那必死的身体。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
今天有的时候在一些地方你会听见，
Today, in certain places, you'll hear,
你要先信主。
You have to first believe in the Lord.
然后呢，你信主决志之后。
Once you've put your faith in Christ, then,
然后你要邀请圣灵到你的心中。
Then you need to invite the Holy Spirit into your heart.
然后你要被圣灵充满。
And then you need to be filled by the Spirit.
然后你要受圣灵的洗。
Then you need to be baptized by the Spirit.
可是弟兄姐妹，这个不是主耶稣基督的教导。
But, dear brothers and sisters, that is not the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
罗马书第八章第九节说，
Romans chapter 8, verse 9,
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃是属圣灵的。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督的。
You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
罗马书八章九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
人若没有基督的灵，人若没有圣灵，就不是属基督的。
Anyone that does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
所以一个基督徒
So, therefore, a Christian
是属基督的
that belongs to Christ
就有基督的灵
will have the Spirit of Christ.
这是他的应许
because that is his promise.
好了，那我们现在要问自己一个问题。
So then now we need to ask ourselves a question.
如果我们认为我们是基督徒
if we consider ourselves a Christian,
我信耶稣
I believe in Jesus,
我决志
I made a decision to follow Christ.
我参加教会的聚会
And I go to all the church activities.
可是我好像没有圣灵
But it seems like I don't have the Holy Spirit.
这是一个问题
And that's a problem.
我们可不可以没有圣灵但是成为基督徒呢
Is it possible for us to have the Holy to not have the Holy Spirit and become a Christian?
换句话说可不可以有一个基督徒神的儿女是没有基督的灵呢
In other words, can a Christian that belongs to Christ not have the Holy Spirit?
根据神的话是不可能的
Well, according to God's word, that's impossible.
是不是
Is that so?
当我悔改认罪
Once I've confessed and repented of my sins,
当我奉主耶稣基督的名受洗
and I'm baptized in the name of Jesus,
当我认主耶稣基督为主
and I follow Jesus and confess him as my Lord,
神的灵就进到我里面
then the Holy Spirit will enter into my life.
所以一个蒙恩得救的人是有圣灵的内住
So therefore, a person that has become a Christian will have the Holy Spirit indwelling.
当一个人接受主耶稣基督成为救主的时候
Once a Christian has put their faith in Christ as their Lord and Savior,
是圣灵将我们跟主耶稣基督的生命连接在一起。
It is the Holy Spirit's work that will connect our life with Christ.
而这个圣灵就进入到我们的生命里面，就居住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will enter into our life and indwell in our life.
这个是事实。
That is a fact.
但是今天我们作为基督徒，我们碰到的问题是什么？
But today, as Christians, what is our problem?
第一个问题比较容易解决。
Well, the first problem is,
第一个问题是我并不知道有圣灵住在我的心，我里面。
I do not know, if the Holy Spirit indwells in me.
这个是知识上面的缺乏。
Well, that's a lack of knowledge.
那我们刚刚读了神的话，现在我们大家都知道了，我们是基督徒的，都有圣灵。
But now that we have read the scripture, and the scripture tells us that a Christian, all Christians have the Holy Spirit.
所以这第一个问题应该得到解决了。
So we already have the solution to the first problem.
一个蒙恩得救的人，基督徒有没有圣灵？
Does a person that belongs to Christ have the Holy Spirit?
有。
Yes.
我是蒙恩得救的人。
I am saved by Christ.
我爱主耶稣基督。
I love Jesus, my Lord Jesus.
我信靠他的拯救。
And I put my faith in His salvation.
我愿意跟他而行。
And I want to follow Him.
原来这是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
原来圣灵住在我里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in me.
感谢神。
Praise be to God.
这是不变的真理。
That is a truth that cannot be changed.
这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
可是我们第二个问题是什么？
But what is our second problem?
第二个问题是，我感觉不到圣灵。
It is that I cannot feel the Holy Spirit.
或者我忘记圣灵是住在我里面的。
Or I've forgotten that the Holy Spirit indwells in me.
圣灵住在一个基督徒的里面，有六个很重要的表现。
When the Holy Spirit lives in a Christian, there are six manifestations.
这六个很重要的表现也可以说是神赐给他所爱的、他所拯救的儿女六个方面很大的祝福。
And all these six are considered blessings from God.
是因为我们需要。
It is because it is necessary for us.
所以神赐给我们。
That is why God gives it to us.
同样的，当我们在这六个方面有在生活上面的经历的时候，我们就可以看见，是的，圣灵是住在我里面。
And once we've experienced all of these six manifestations, then we can be sure that the Holy Spirit lives within us.
这六个圣灵的彰显是什么？
Well, what are these six manifestations?
第一，
the first,
我有属灵的恩赐。
I have spiritual gifts.
因为圣灵内住
，because the Holy Spirit indwells within me，
所以圣灵能够赐给我恩赐
，then the Holy Spirit can give me these spiritual gifts。
是他的能力使我能够得到恩赐，是他的能力使我能够借着恩赐来服侍他。
It is His Spirit that provides me with these spiritual gifts and use these spiritual gifts to serve Him。
使我能够借着属灵的恩赐来服侍神。
So I can use these spiritual gifts given by the Holy Spirit to serve Him.
在教会里面服侍。
So that I can serve in the church.
使我能够将神的福音能够传给还不信的人。
So that I can share the gospel to those that have not heard.
第二个，我就读，你们不需要跟我翻，我读给你们听。哥林多前书十二章十一节。
We'll turn to 1 Corinthians 12:11.
这一切讲到的就是属灵的恩赐，都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills.
有圣灵的人就有属灵的恩赐。
Those that have the Holy Spirit will have spiritual gifts.
第二。
The second one,
一个有圣灵的人，一个信徒，一个神的儿女，能够明白神的话，并且能够他在他的生活当中能够活出来。
The second manifestation of the Spirit indwelling in them is that the Spirit will help the believer understand and apply the scriptures in his daily life.
是不是我们刚刚读过了以西结书三十六章二十七节，神说：“我将我的灵赐给你们，使你们能够。”遵行我的律例，能够谨守我的典章。
Then we just read in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, it says, And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
约翰福音十六章十三节里面说，当真理的圣灵来了， 他要引导你们能够明白一切的真理。
And in John chapter 16, verse 13, it says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come.
我们怎么知道我们有圣灵？
How do we know that we have the Holy Spirit?
因为我们读神的话，我们就明白。
Because when we read God's Word, we understand God's Word.
我们读到神的话，我们就知道这个是真理。
And when we read God's Word, we know that it's truth.
然后我们就有那个能力将神的话不但明白，并且在我们的生活当中能够行出来。
So then we would have the ability to not only understand what it says in God's Word, but also apply it in our daily life.
第三，一个有圣灵内住的信徒。
And third,A believer that has the indwelling spirit
是一个有活泼深入祷告生命的人。
You will have an active prayer life.
因为在罗马书八章二十六、二十七节这样说。
Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27,
我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。我们本来不晓得该怎么祷告，但是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。因为那鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵是照着神的旨意替众圣徒祈求。
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
对许多基督徒来说，祷告是不容易的。
To some Christians, prayer is not easy.
也许私底下祷告还可以向神求点什么。可是在众人面前祷告就祷告不出来。
Maybe it's a lot easier when they pray on their own, but when they're before more people, it's more difficult for them to pray.
这是我们的软弱。
That is our weakness.
我不知道怎么祷告。
I don't know how to pray.
我不知道该为谁祷告。
I don't know who to pray for.
我不知道当我在为他祷告的时候，我用什么方式去替他祷告。
I don't know when I pray for this person, I don't know what method to use.
当他们说为某某某祷告，为这件事情祷告，我就说怎么祷告啊？
When people say, oh, pray for this thing, pray for that thing, I don't know how to pray.
一个有圣灵的人。
But a person that has the Holy Spirit,
会祷告。
They will know how to pray.
要祷告。
And they will want to pray.
然后不会祷告的时候就让圣灵带着我们去祷告。
And when we're in a situation where we don't know how to pray, the Spirit will lead us into how to pray.
所以一个有圣灵的人才能够真正的在神面前能够在他的面前将我们的心心最深最深处的心声能够在神的面前敞开。
That is why a person that has the Holy Spirit can truthfully come before God and really plead to God.
这个祷告的生命会成长。
And this prayer life will grow and mature.
祷告的服事会成长。
And the prayer as a service will mature.
这是因为我们有圣灵的内住。
Because we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
第四，一个有圣灵内住的信徒能够顺着圣灵而行。
And number four is that the indwelling Holy Spirit will empower the believer to live for Christ and do His will.
顺着圣灵而行就是说能够照着神的话的引导能够去遵行神的话。
And yielding to Christ and doing His will is following His word and doing His will.
我们作为神的儿女我们读不读神的话？
As God's children, do we read God's word?
读。
Yes.
那我们读了以后，我们能不能去行？
Well, after reading it, do we apply them?
能。
Yes.
但是因为不是我自己能够做到。
But it's because we have the capability to do it.
是因为圣灵在我的里面使我能够做到。
It's because the Holy Spirit that indwells in us gives us the power and the ability to apply His word.
圣经上面许许多多的话是不是很难？
Are there very difficult instructions in the Bible?
不是难懂，是难做。
It's not difficult to understand. It's difficult to live them out.
但是我常说，事实上不是难做，是不可能做得到。
Sometimes it's not just difficult to apply them, but it's also almost impossible to do it.
靠人做不到啊。
It is not possible with man.
一个没有圣灵的人做不到。
It's not possible for a person that does not have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不靠我们，我们要靠圣灵。
That is why we don't rely on ourselves, we rely on the Spirit.
一个基督徒有圣灵的，我们要学习依靠圣灵，使我们能够遵行神的话语。
Those of us that are that belong to Christ, that have the Spirit in us, we need to rely on the Spirit to follow God's instructions.
爱人如己。
To love others as ourselves.
做得到吗？
Is that possible?
做不到。
It's impossible.
我要别人爱我如我爱自己。
I want other people to love me as I love myself.
我怎么去爱人像我爱自己呢？
How do I love others as I love myself?
可是当我们依靠神的灵的供应的时候，我们就了解怎么样子去爱人如己。
But when we rely on the power and the provision of the Holy Spirit, then we will know how to love others as ourselves.
我们常说，主耶稣基督在福音书里面说，如果人右边给我们打一下，我们连左边也贴上去给他们打。
So we read in the New Testament, Jesus says that if a person slaps you on this side of the cheek, you turn the other cheek.
讲得很明白，一点不模糊。
It's very clear.
做得到吗？
Is it possible?
做不到。
No, it's impossible for us.
靠人做不到。
According to man, it is impossible.
但是你靠着圣灵，神的灵就能够让我们行出来。
But if we rely on the Spirit will give us the ability to do that, to apply it.
所以一个有圣灵内住的信徒是一个能够顺着圣灵而行，是能够去遵照神的心意去过生活的人。
So a person that has the Holy Spirit in them would be empowered to yield to live for Christ and do His will.
第五，一个有圣灵内住的信徒是能够结出圣灵果子的人。
Number five is that a person that has the Holy Spirit indwelling in them will produce the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵的果子在加拉太书第五章里面，他怎么说？是圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And in Galatians chapter 5, it talks about what the fruit of the Spirit is: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
你知道圣经上面神从来没有要我们去结圣灵的果子。
Did you know in the scriptures, it never tells us to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
圣经上是说圣灵所结的果子是这一切。
In the scripture, it says the fruit of the Spirit are these things.
不是你要去结圣灵的果子。
It doesn't say you need to bear the fruits of these.
因为我们做不到。
Because for us, it is impossible.
圣灵的果子是圣灵结出来的。
The fruit of the Spirit is bore by the Spirit.
我们有时候听见人说，我们要努力的去爱人啊，我们要努力的去喜乐，我们要去努力的跟人和平，我们要努力的去忍耐，因为这是圣灵的果子，我们要去结这个圣灵的果子，这是错的。
So oftentimes we hear that people need to work hard at being more loving, having more joy, being at peace and having patience, and they continue to work hard at producing these fruit because it says this is the fruit of the Spirit.
我如果自己能够更努力的爱人，更努力的去忍耐，更努力的与人和平的相处，更努力的自己节制，那我干嘛要圣灵啊？
If I can produce all of these things, why would I need the Spirit?
那我所结的是谁的果子啊？
Then what fruit am I producing?
James 的果子。
This is the fruit of James.
或者是你填充填你自己的名字，不是，我们要看见圣灵在我们的身上结这些果子。
No, we want to see the Holy Spirit producing the fruit of the Spirit in us.
我们的性格有了改变。
There's a transformation in my character.
我们不会爱，可是我现在去爱那不可爱的人。
Once I don't love, but now I am able to love those that are not lovable.
我不是一个很温柔、很有节制的人，可是今天我可以变成温柔，我可以有节制。
I am naturally not a very gentle person, but because of the Spirit, I can be gentle.
这不是因为我有高超的品德或我有良好的操练，这是因为我活出圣灵在我生命当中里面的那个样式。
It is not because I am highly disciplined or I work hard at these things, but it is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit within us producing these fruits in my life.
第六，也就是最后的一个圣灵内住的一个信徒的一个生命的彰显是什么呢？
And the sixth and last manifestation of the indwelling of the Spirit.
一个圣灵在我们生命当中内住，是让一个信徒能够知道，当那拯救的日子来临的时候，我们可以有这个确据，我们可以进到神的国度。
The sixth and last one is that the indwelling spirit seals the believer unto the day of redemption so that the believer's arrival in the Lord's presence is guaranteed after his life.
当我们到神的面前面对面的时候
When we face the Lord, when we face the Lord face to face,
我们是有什么依据能够进到神的国中呢？
What guarantee do I have to, that I'm able to enter into the kingdom of God?
我们来看一下以弗所书第一章十三十四节。
Let us take a look at Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. 你们既听见真理的道，就叫那你们得，就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督，既然信他，就受了应许的圣灵为印记。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory.
这圣灵是我们得基业得神的国度的凭据。
That is the assurance and the guarantee that we have to enter into His kingdom.
因为这一切都是这位圣灵所应许的。
Because all these things are...
对不起。因为这个是得基业的凭据，只等到神的名能够被赎，使他的荣耀能够得到称赞。Yeah, you read that already. 所以圣灵在我们的生命里面是很重要的。
So it is so important for the Holy Spirit to be within us.
因为神的灵在我们的生命当中，在神的面前，就是我们有他的记号，我们是属于他的。
Because with the Holy Spirit in us, that is the seal that we have before God.
没有基督的灵，就不属于基督了。
Because without the Spirit of Christ, then that means we don't belong to Christ.
一个有圣灵的人
A person that has the Holy Spirit
就要活得像一个有圣灵的人的样子
Then they need to live a life as if they have the Holy Spirit.
一个有圣灵的人就要能够有这六样有圣灵的应据有凭据的这个彰显的生活
A person that has the Holy Spirit indwelling in them will manifest all of these six things that we just talked about.
因为圣灵已经在我们当中，神借着圣灵赐我们生命。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us and gives us life.
神借着圣灵让我们能够明白他的话。
God uses the Holy Spirit to allow us to understand His word.
神借着圣灵提醒我们主耶稣基督所给我们的教导。
The Holy Spirit reminds us of the teachings of Jesus.
神借着圣灵让我们学会祷告。
And He teaches us how to pray.
神借着圣灵赐给我们属灵的恩赐。
And He gives us spiritual gifts.
神借着圣灵，神借着圣灵让我们能够顺着圣灵而行。
God uses the Holy Spirit to teach us how to live according to His will.
神借着圣灵让我们的生命当中结出圣灵的果子。
And through the Holy Spirit, we can produce the fruit of the Spirit.
一个基督徒在这个世上生命的彰显就是让人看见神。
A Christian's testimony before God on this earth is so that other people can see God.
一个有圣灵的人要活得出像有圣灵住在我们生命里面的样子。
A person with the Holy Spirit should live a life that manifests the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，一个基督徒所过的生命应该是一个像耶稣的生命。
Or in other words, those that have the Spirit of Christ should live a life that is like Christ.
这个是基督徒的生命。
That is the life of a Christian.
这个是基督徒的生活。Yeah, see. Chinese is so good in this aspect. This is Christian life and this is Christian living. Okay? 这是基督徒的生命，也是我们的生活。一个基督徒的生活不是参加教会的活动。
A Christian life is not just attending church activities.
一个基督徒的生活不是做基督徒做的事情。
A Christian life is not just doing the things that other Christians do.
一个基督徒是活出圣灵住在我们心中赐给我们生命的这个实在。
A Christian life manifests the fact that the Holy Spirit lives in us.
我承认我们很多时候做基督徒，我们不觉得我们有圣灵在我们当中。
I must admit that oftentimes when we live our life, it doesn't seem like we're living it as if the Holy Spirit is in us.
我们觉得虽然我们信神，虽然我们信主，甚至我们相信圣灵住在我们里面。
Now, even though we believe in God, believe in Jesus, and we also believe that the Holy Spirit lives in us,
或者至少今天我们接受圣灵住在我们里面。
Or at least we accept the fact that the Holy Spirit lives in us.
可是我们觉得神离我们这么的远。
But we feel that God is very far from us.
神是很崇高的，住在高天之上。
God is so high above, He lives up in heaven.
主耶稣今天也不在我们这个世上行走，他也到了父神那边了。
And our Lord Jesus is no longer walking on earth. He already returned up to heaven beside the Heavenly Father.
可能因为我不知道怎么样顺着圣灵而行，或者我从来不知道圣灵住在我里面，我根本没有那个感觉。
Or I've never felt that the Holy Spirit lives within me.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们要感谢神啊。
But we need to give thanks to the Lord.
因为圣灵的内住是神的应许。
Because the Holy Spirit indwelling in us is the promise given by God.
既然是神所赐的，就是神不会取走的。
And because it is given as a gift, then He will not take it away.
你知道，就算我们没有感觉，不知道圣灵与我们同在。
Do you know that even if we don't feel that the Holy Spirit indwells in us,
但是神的灵，如果我们是实实在在神的儿女，神的灵是在我们里面的。
But if we do believe that we belong to Christ and we are Christians, then we can be assured that the Holy Spirit is in us.
而且他永远不会离开。
And in addition to that, He will never leave us.
他永远会在我们的生命当中安慰我们。
He will always be with us to comfort us.
他永远会接纳我们。
He will always receive us.
他永远是那么的有耐心的在带领我们。
He will always lead us with such patience.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵内住在我们里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit does indwell in us.
才能使我们听见神的声音。
That allows us to hear God's voice.
才能够使我们明白神的心意。
That allows us to know God's will.
为什么常常我们觉得听不见神的声音或不了解他的心意？
Why is it sometimes we say that we cannot hear God's voice or don't understand His will?
不是因为神没有赐给我们圣灵啊。
It's not because He didn't give us the Holy Spirit.
是因为我们不了解，我们需要去依靠圣灵。
It's because we don't understand that we need to rely on the Spirit.
圣灵是借着神的话来教导我们的。
The Spirit uses God's word to teach us.
所以虽然圣灵是神所赐的，不是我们去取的。
So even though the Holy Spirit is a gift given to us, it's not something that we earn.
可是我们要去怎么样？我们要去读神的话。
But we need to read God's word.
神将他的话语赐给我们，当我们有了神的话之后，
God has given us His Word, and once we've received His Word,
神所赐给我们的灵就将他的话教导给我们。
So God uses His Word to teach us,
使我们听见他的声音。
So that we can hear His voice,
使我们了解他的心意。
So we can know His will,
使我们能够过一个顺服他的生活。
So we can live a life that submits to Him,
使我们能够看见他的祝福。
So that we can experience His blessings,
使我们可以经历他的力量。
So we can experience His power.
这是为什么基督徒会对神的话语这么的渴慕，这么的追求。
That is why a Christian should seek and seek after God's word.
同时，当我们在读神的话的时候
，similarly, when we read God's word,
不但是我们要用我们自己的知识和智慧去了解，
Not only do we use our own knowledge to understand what it's saying,
我们要求那已经在我们里面的圣灵。
But we need to ask the Holy Spirit that is already within us,
圣灵啊，求你将神自己，你自己的话语向我讲明白。
Holy Spirit, please explain or tell me what you want me to learn through your word.
不但让我能够明白你的真理。
Not only so I can understand the truth,
求你让我能够将你的真理能够应用到我的生活里面。
So that your truth can be applied in my own life.
当我做不到的时候，求你能够深深地将你的话语刺透我的心中。
And when I'm not able to apply it, may your Holy Spirit convict me.
让我能够愿意定义努力地去做。
So that I can work hard and be diligent in applying your word in my life.
然后当我软弱做不到的时候。
And when I'm weak and not able to do it.
求你怜悯我，求你添加我力量。
May you be merciful and give me strength.
圣灵啊，将神自己的话语让他能够在我的生命当中能够活出来。
Holy Spirit can allow me to live out your word in my life.
我们怎么可以读神的话，可是没有圣灵的参与呢？
How can we read God's word without the participation of the Holy Spirit?
我们如果读神的话，没有圣灵的参与，我们就活不出神的话来。
Without the Holy Spirit's involvement, we cannot live out God's word.
如果我们祷告的时候没有圣灵的参与，我们就不懂得神会怎么样子借着祷告应许我们。
If we pray without the involvement of the Holy Spirit, we cannot know His will.
最后
，Lastly，
很多时候为什么我们不了解圣灵住在我们的里面
？Oftentimes, why is it that we don't understand that the Holy Spirit lives in us?
是因为我们不愿意放弃我们对生活的执着。
It's because we're not willing to let go of our everyday life.
虽然我们今天是基督徒
，Even though today we're Christians，
可是我不愿意，也不敢把我生命里面的事情放手。
I'm unwilling or afraid to lose control of my life.
因为我什么事情都要这样紧紧的抓着。
Because in everything, I want to have complete control.
我的生活环境。
The environment that I live in.
我的经济来源。
My finances.
我孩子的教养。
The education of my children.
我对我妻子，我对我丈夫的期盼。要求。
The
expectation
of my spouse.
啊，甚至我对我父母的要求。
Or the expectations from my parents.
啊，我对这个社会的要求，我对政府的要求。
The expectation of society and this government.
我对这个教会的要求。
And this church.
为什么我要抓得这么紧？
Why do I hold on so tightly?
因为我们都怕失控。
Because we're afraid to lose control.
我们怕失控。
You're afraid to lose control.
可是弟兄姐妹，作为一个神的孩子
，But dear brothers and sisters, as a child of God,
我们是借由圣灵而生的。
We are born again through the Spirit.
我们是属于主耶稣基督的。
We belong to Christ.
我们有圣灵的内住。
We have the Spirit living within us.
一个神的儿女，一个基督徒是不会失控的。
A child of God will never lose control.
我们是不可能失控的。
It is impossible for us to lose control.
因为在我们生命当中，圣灵的内住永远都有神的掌控。
Because in our life, as the Holy Spirit lives within us, God is always in control.
这不是只是一个观念啊。
That's not just a concept.
这不是只是我想吧，大概我要信靠神，神是伟大的，当然他掌控我一切啊。
It's not just a concept that, of course, God, I believe in a God that is in control.
因为我知道圣灵住在我里面。
But it is because I know that the Holy Spirit lives in me.
因为我经历到他与我的同在。
Because I've experienced him within me.
因为我信靠他。
Because I trust in him.
我看见他的供应。
I've seen his provision.
我看见他的能力。
I've seen his power.
我看见我自己的改变。
And I've seen my own transformation.
我看见我对人事物的看法的改变。
And I've seen the change in perception of how I see things.
我不会失控。
I will not lose control.
这是多么得到安慰的一件事情。
That is such a comforting feeling.
这是一个解放啊。
It's a liberation.
这是一个安慰。
That is comforting.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要了解这一点。
So we need to be very clear of this.
我们也不要忘记。
And let us not forget,
神赐给我们圣灵。
God gave us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不是跟着我们。
The Holy Spirit is not coming along with us.
圣灵是在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is within us.
让我们不要忘记，我们的身子是圣灵的殿。
Let us not forget, our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
住在我的里头。
Living within me.
我们已经不是自己的人了。
We don't belong to ourselves.
我们是神用重价，用他儿子的生命所赎回来的。
We are redeemed and purchased by His Son.
所以让我们在我们自己的身子上荣耀神。
So allow us to glorify God with our own bodies.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
父神，我们要感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we need to thank you.
谢谢你将圣灵赐予我们。
We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你借着你的话语，让我们有这么清楚的明白，圣灵是与你每一位救赎的人的同在。
We thank you that you've given us the promise that the Holy Spirit indwells each and every one of us that belong to you.
主，你的同在不只是一种心灵的寄托，或者是一种观念上面的了解。
And the indwelling of the Spirit is not just a head knowledge.
你的同在是一个真实。
The indwelling of your Spirit within us is a fact.
主，我们在你的面前，我们要承认。
And before you, we need to acknowledge.
我们要忏悔。
We need to confess.
虽然我们蒙恩得救了。
Even though we're blessed and saved.
可是我们在生活当中还是照着我们自己的心意而行。
But in our life, we still continue to live our life according to our own will.
我们不记得今天我们已经是有一个尊贵的生命，我们是圣灵的殿。
We forget that we are a royal priesthood and we are the holy temple.
我们不记得了，原来你所应许的圣灵今天已经在我们里面。
We forget that your presence is within us.
我们所过的生活是人的生活，而不是一个被圣灵充满的生活。
And we live a life that is according to man's ways, but not a life that is filled by your Spirit.
我们让人看见的好和坏是我们自己人的好和坏。
The good and bad that we see is according to man.
我们让人看见的不是我们因为依靠圣灵，因为圣灵的能力与我们同在而彰显出来那光荣的生命。
What others see in our life is not how the Holy Spirit manifests itself to glorify your name.
但是神，我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你眷顾我们。
And you provide for us. You care for us.
不是因为我们的，不是因为我们的软弱，使我们得不到圣灵，是因为你的应许，你将圣灵赐给我们。
It's not because of our weakness that we're not able to receive the Holy Spirit, but it is because of the promise that you have given to us.
教导我们能够更认识圣灵。
Teach us to understand the Holy Spirit.
这是你赐给我们宝贵的福分。
That is a blessing that you have given us.
主，让我们在座的每一位属于你的儿女都能够更认识圣灵。
May each and every one of us that belong to you understand and come to know the Holy Spirit.
在我们明白了原来我们有圣灵的这个真实之后，让我们能够活出圣灵在我们心中的这个生命的彰显。
And may each and every one of us that know that the Holy Spirit indwells in us live a life that manifests the Holy Spirit.
在我们当中还不是基督徒的朋友，我们要为他们祷告。
Those friends among us that have yet to receive our Lord Jesus, we want to pray for them.
祝他们愿意认识你。
So that they were willing to know you.
他们今天在你的教会里面，他们愿意来亲近你。
And today in your church that they're willing to come to know you.
求主你的圣灵在他们心中动工。
May your Holy Spirit work in their hearts.
让他们对自己的罪有认识。
So that they can come to know that they are sinners.
让他们对你的爱有认识。
They can come to know about your love.
让他们对你的拯救有回应。
They can respond to your salvation.
使他们也能够成为你的儿女。
So that they can also become your children.
使他们能够也有你的圣灵同在。
So that they can also have your Holy Spirit indwelling in them.
让我们一起还是闭着眼睛。
With our eyes still closed.
今天如果你们在座还有还不认识耶稣基督的朋友。
There are friends among us sitting in the pews that have yet to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
你今天听了信息。
Today you've heard the message.
你说我愿意回应。
You say, yes, I'm willing to respond.
我感受到圣灵的感动。
I've experienced the moving and the touching of the Holy Spirit.
我愿意认识
神。I am willing to come to know God.
我愿意有神的祝福。
I want to receive God's blessing.
我愿意有圣灵所赐的生命。
I want to have the life that is given by the Spirit.
我愿意在神的面前做回应。
I want to respond to before God.
可不就请你在你的座位上举个手。
May you raise your hand.
你说我知道我的生命跟神没有关系。
You say you know that you have no relation to God.
但是我要认识神。
But I want to come to know God.
我要从罪恶当中得到释放。
I want to be liberated from my sin.
我要明白真理的道。
I want to know the truth.
我要明白真正的生命。
I want to know the real life that I can receive.
如果圣灵在你的心中做工。
If the Holy Spirit is working in your heart.
你就不要迟疑。
Don't wait.
你在你的座上举个手就好了。
Just raise your hand as you're sitting there.
好，我们一起做一个结束。
Let's conclude in prayer.
主，我们感谢你是听我们祷告的神。
Lord, thank you that you're a God that listens to our prayers.
感谢你的圣灵不断地在我们当中运行。
We thank you for your Spirit to continually move within us.
主，我们愿意继续被你带领教导。
We want to continue to be led by you and to be taught by you.
继续被你充满来跟随你，为你而活。
May we continue to be filled by your Spirit to live for you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.